Well, the Shadow Attorney General George Brandis joins you now. Senator Brandis, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Greg Combe just said it there, that Craig Thompson is an elected Member of Parliament and has the right to vote. He's right, isn't he?
Well, I think the point that Tony Abbott was making yesterday is that given the seriousness of the matters that Mr. Thompson faces, matters so serious that the Prime Minister decided to remove him from the Labor caucus, it would be appropriate that he not participate in the affairs of the Parliament until the matters are resolved.
But he is an elected Member of Parliament.
Yes.
He's elected to sit in there and vote. It'd be undemocratic for a government to refuse that vote, wouldn't it?
Well, nobody's saying that Mr. Thompson is obliged to resign from Parliament. But just as Mr. Slipper has stood aside and while the matters, both the criminal matters and the sexual harassment matters concerning him are unresolved, the opposition's view is that Mr. Thompson, who faces very serious allegations,
no charges
ought to
yet.
ought to take the same course.
But one, just an obvious point of difference there is Craig Thompson faces no charges yet.
Well, let's wait and see what happens in relation to Mr. Thompson. We're yet to see.
Sure, that might be different, but at this point in time, when you're calling for his vote to be rejected or not be accepted, he faces no charges.
Well, you see, this is the problem, Fran, that the Prime Minister has. She went through this solemn farce yesterday of saying, I've excluded Mr. Thompson from the Labor caucus. But she's continuing to rely on his vote. And when he had his press conference yesterday, Mr. Thompson said, I am still a Labor man. Craig Thompson is as rusted onto this government as a barnacle to the hull of a ship. And by going through the motions of trying to distance herself from him while still relying on his vote, the Prime Minister has changed the situation not one iota.
The Coalition accepted Senator Mary Jo Fisher's vote last year when she was facing charges in the Magistrates' Court. Why is this different?
Fran, the allegations were made against Senator Fisher bear no comparison in terms of the magnitude of the conduct with what Mr. Thompson stands accused of. And if it was sufficiently serious for the Prime Minister to say that he should no longer sit in the Labor caucus, why will she continue to accept his vote? The only reason she continues to accept his vote while excluding him from the Labor caucus is because what she did yesterday was a stunt. And Mr. Combe, in the interview you just aired, came pretty close to conceding that when you asked him why the Prime Minister had done that, and he said, well, you know, we're being distracted by
it.
This is all about the political survival of Julia Gillard, not about respect for the Parliament.
The Prime Minister, there is a limit to the Prime Minister's powers. I mean, she can't just kick elected members out of the Parliament. And on this point that the Coalition makes of her not accepting the vote, how can a vote be technically rejected? What would you have the Prime Minister do?
Well, what happened in the Senate in the 1990s when the former Labor Senator Mal Colston was under a cloud was the Howard government didn't accept his vote so that a Liberal Senator would pair off, as it were, against Senator Colston's vote. There are ways in which the Prime Minister could show her good faith, but for as long as she continues to accept Thompson's tainted vote, then the pantomime act we saw yesterday of excluding him from the caucus means absolutely nothing.
Tony Abbott wants the Parliament dissolved and an election called. You are no closer to that today, are you? The government still commands the numbers in the House.
Well, I think the relevant consideration, as has been verified yet again by the Galaxy poll this morning, is that most of the people in the country want an election. I mean, people you run into in the streets will say to you, this cannot go on. This is a government in perpetual crisis. And I think that gradually it is dawning on members of the Labor Party caucus that resurrecting Julia Gillard's leadership at this point is about as feasible as refloating the Titanic. It's not going to happen. This cannot go on.
To the actions by the Prime Minister and over the Speaker yesterday, the Speaker has now declared he won't resume his seat when the Parliament resumes. In your view, is that the appropriate position for the Speaker to take?
That's what we have been saying all along, that until the matters of sexual harassment are dealt with, Mr. Slipper couldn't do justice to the office and justice to the dignity and authority of the office. So the course that Mr. Slipper has taken is the course which the opposition had been calling for.
So at the end of yesterday, you've got what you've been calling for to some large degree. You've called for the Speaker to step aside until all charges are investigated, and you've got Craig Thompson out of the Labor Party.
Well, Fran, I make the point again. Nothing has changed in relation to Craig Thompson because Julia Gillard still depends upon him. This is about, as you say, the numbers in the Parliament. The numbers in the Parliament, or the number represented by Mr. Thompson in the Parliament, has not changed. And if the Prime Minister were genuine, if this were more than just a political stunt to try and give her a little bit of breathing space, then she wouldn't be relying on the tainted vote.
Senator Brandis, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran.
Shadow Attorney General George Brandis.